Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Whenever you mind.
My brother sent me a mixtape this week, so I thought I would play it for you. He has titled it Blue. At first, I thought of Pablo Picasso, who arguably is the most famous person associated with the color. Then I thought of the Smurfs. I opened his letter to see what he was thinking about when he made it. It reads, "When I was a child and first heard Bing Crosby sing White Christmas, I understood the message. Bing was dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones he used to know. Message understood, over and out. Such was not the case when I heard Elvis's Blue Christmas. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Snow is white, Elvis, not blue. Unless, of course, you bring it inside and add blue food coloring to it. Then by the time you stir it up, it will probably melt on you, and then all you will have is blue ice water. Message not understood, Elvis. Please repeat." Eventually, I learned Elvis was not talking about snow, but about sadness. Blue, for some reason, is the color of the, blues. I'm sure there's a good reason why blue was designated to represent sadness and depression, but since I love the color blue, I just wish some other color could have stood in for it. Hey, B.B. King, sing us some yellows. Muddy Waters, I have a bad case of the greens. Play me something. And why did the blue meanies in the Beatles' Yellow Submarine have to be blue? How about the orange meanies? And Violet's transformation into a blueberry in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, that still haunts my dreams. So, here is a show dedicated to blue, the color I used to know. Hold on, I need to press play.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
Just you and me, my blue friend. And you say that it's you that she's thinking of, and our affair must end. But if it's you that she's thinking of, I think my broken heart might mend. Well, it's my turn to talk, your turn to think, your turn to buy, my turn to drink, your turn to cry, and my turn to sing. Down in the blue chair, down in the blue chair. Now I made up my mind, I made my mistake, and I know that she cries when she's barely awake. But she's gonna bend your mind. Well, I hope it don't break. Now it's my turn to talk, your turn to think, your turn to buy, my turn to drink, your turn to cry. Kneeling down in the blue chair.
Now it's my turn to talk and your turn to think. Your turn to buy, my turn to drink. Your turn to cry, and my turn to sing. Down in the blue chair.
Good night. Thank you. See you. See you. Thanks for coming. Midnight.
Whippoorwill's call, evening is nigh. Hurry to my blue heaven. Turn to the right, there's the little white light. We'll lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, fireplace, a cozy room. Little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Molly and me, and the baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. See a smiling face, fireplace, cozy room, and a little nest nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and the baby is three. We're so happy in my blue heaven. We're happy in my blue heaven. We're happy in my
It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Down the line, far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Thank you.
empty beds. Springtime has led. Feel like old Ned. Wish I was dead. All my life through, I've been so black and blue. Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do, man, to be so black and blue? Oh, I'm white inside, but that don't help my case. 'Cause I can't hide. What is in my bed? What? How will it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, "We'll meet again someday on the avenue." Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. This place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight so clear. Later on, when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said, "Timmy, don't I know your name?" I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, "You look like a silent type." Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century.
waving revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves, and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Triangle life is blue. So now I'm going back again, I got to get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue.
So bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou.
Bo, bo, bo,
saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise.
My baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou. Where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou.
I'm blue, I've been need, I've been died, I've been need, I've been died, I've been need, I've been died, I've been Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time.
A social excuse to make you